Blog Talk Radio.
True Talk Radio, episode 134, minus the Toro Encartado, Ariel Camacho, forever repping, forever living, and forever carrying his name, man. OG in the game, and we're true to the game, man. True to the boxing game. True Talk Radio 134. Missed a couple of weeks. Shit, I was trying to go live in Las Vegas, but y'all already know how I do it, man. Party boy. Full mode party boy. Had to get it in. I even tried to do one, I want to say Thursday night, but that didn't go as planned, man. So I got a few weeks to cover. I'm going to do my best. I have a lot of the different fights that I missed. I actually do have a little bit of notes, so I'm going to try to work with it. I'm going to dive right into it, man. I'm just going to touch on them briefly and just keep it moving because we're got a big week ahead. The big one was Negrete and Franco. They had the rematch. Looks like my man Negrete kind of got robbed. Julio Franco got the win. Close fight. I wouldn't mind seeing a third time. Negrete, the older fighter. Franco, the young Texan. You know, he gets the win and they get to move on. You know, it was controversial, but it is what it is, man. In the main event, Ives Urce, it was a rematch as well. He got the unanimous decision win over Steve Claggett. And so that's how that went down. I was out there Thursday night fights, Golden Boy, sponsored by The Zone, but on Ring TV and on the Facebook page of Golden Boy. Actually, they got fights tomorrow, too. I'll talk about that. The big thing from that week that we missed, that I missed, I say, is that the Forum, man. The Zone, Maximum Boxing, had a hell of a card. Jesse Vargas got a nice win against Humberto Soto. Daniel Roman versus TJ Donnie, that was a hell of a fight. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I've been saying it on social media, fight card of the year. A lot of people dispute that. I think a lot of those dudes that disputed are pom-pom, you know, cheerleaders, you know, on whatever side they're on, whether Top Rank, PBC, Golden Boy. But you got to give props what props is due. Daniel Roman, man, showed a lot of metal. He was touched in the mid-rounds. TJ Donnie showed that heart, that championship heart. But Daniel Roman proved that he's a legit champion. And after the fight, said, hey, I'm ready for Ray Vargas. I'm ready to unify. And I think he can do it, man. Big props to him. He already was a champ, but I think that raised the flag that, hey, I'm legit. I'm a 122-pound champion for a reason. And now he's got two straps, WBA and the IBF belt. Shout out to Danny Roman, who's been on the show before. Salute to the babyface assassin. Congratulations on the big win. Fight of the Year candidate. Speaking of Fight of the Year candidate, the first fight was Fight of the Year candidate when Gallo Estrada fight Soren Rogovosai. But the second one was more on the Gallo Estrada side, even though the Thai fighter did come on late. Gallo Estrada did enough in those rounds to get the win, a clear decision win in my opinion. I know a lot of people had it ringside, had it closer. You know, we've talked about Soren Rogovosai, who was eating scraps, who knocked out Chocolatito, became a world champion. I think he'll be back, and I'm even up for a third fight for that one too, man. But big ups to Gallo Estrada, who lays claim to be one of the best champions in Mexico and pound for pound on the list, man. He's been winning in multiple divisions, but that was a clear win, especially after, you know, what Soar did to Chocolatito and what he did to Gallo in the first fight. You know, it was a close fight too, but for Gallo to make those adjustments, it was a big, big, big win for him. Good look. And, hey, I would love to see it again. Superfly. It should have been Superfly 3 or Superfly 4. Remember, Tom Loeffler and them used to do that, do the show at the Forum. But now The Zone, you know, carrying the flag. But boxing goes on, and it don't stop, and it won't stop. Speaking of can't stop, won't stop, man, Regis Progre, he got the KO win over Kyle Relic. He captured the WBA belt. He's a champion now. Obviously, he was a diamond champion with the WBC. He's in line to fight Ramirez, but now he's got his own belt. And now, you know, looking like the boogeyman. To me, it was a pound-for-pound performance. I think he's up there. I think some people may dispute it, but, I mean, he's beat everybody in front of him. He's been a champion. He's legit. I think he's the goods. I think you put him up there with anybody at 140, and I think we got a hell of a matchup. Obviously, that was a World Boxing Super Semifinals, and this WBSS is clearing that up, but there's still a lot of champions up there. Ramirez, Mighty Mo Hooker, shout out to the True. Mario Barrio saying, hey, I want all the smoke. He just got the win. I'll talk a little bit about that. Regis Progre, he's up there. He's one of the top dogs at 140, and it is what it is, man. Nonito Donaire, flashback, you know, the Flash, Filipino Flash, you know, he looked good, knocks out Stephen Young, who was having his moments and got dusted. Nonito Donaire lays claim, hey, I'm right here. He advances, and he's right in the thick of things, man. Stephen Young, who was a late replacement for Zeke, who pulled out due to a shoulder injury, Stephen Young stepped up, was looking good early on. Man, he got rocked. He reminded me of that Montiel knockout. If y'all remember Nonito Donaire versus Fernando Montiel, Los Mochis, Mexico, man, he was iced out. He was stiff. Brutal knockout. I still remember watching that fight with my dad and my Papa Polo, rest in peace. Hell of a fight, man. But Nonito Donaire, salute to you. You're back in the thick of things, and it is what it is, baby. Salute, baby. True Talk Radio, episode 134. I'm going to fly through it, guys. I promise. Iron Boy, shout out to Iron Boy Promotions out there in Phoenix, Arizona. Always plugging away, always representing Blue and Art. We're out there covering. Unfortunately, the Alexis Azuazuete fight, who's a young fighter that we've always been following, his fight fell through. But in the main event, Yusilis Sierra, he got the unanimous decision win over the OG, Fidel Hernandez. Fidel Hernandez and his team felt that they got robbed. I'm not really sure about that, but I know Fidel is an OG. He's a true in the game, and regardless of what you do, you know, we salute you. We respect you. You did something a lot of people couldn't do and wouldn't do. And you made it, you know, despite your age, despite everything you've been through in life, you stepped into the ring as a professional fighter. And, you know, that's a lot more than a lot of other people, man. The horrible fight from that week, man, was that Rancis Bartholomew. I remember telling Lou, y'all didn't miss much. Rancis Bartholomew versus Robert Easter. Snooze fest, man. I think one landed 54 punches, one landed 52. It was just a counter-punching fight, you know. I think Michaela Meyer, she said it best. Hey, this is when counter-punching, you know, comes back to bite you in the ass. If there's not somebody being aggressive, this is what you get. And we did get that. In the end, we got a draw, and I'm glad we got a draw. We move on. The big one, man, the big one that we, you know, I was out there in Vegas was the Canelo versus Jacobs. You know, obviously the card was huge in magnitude, but it was huge in a lot of aspects, and the fact that Jojo Diaz on the undercard, he got the win. After the fight, he called out Tevin Farmer. He said he wants that smoke. He wants that title. Says he feels comfortable at 130. I'm not sure if Tevin's going to give it to him right away. Obviously, it's a fight that they can make, seeing that Golden Boy's working with The Zone, and The Zone's with Matchroom, and, you know, Tevin Farmer's with Lou DiBella, and they all work together. But we'll see. But nonetheless, Joseph Diaz looked good. He got his win. Who I think stole the show was the young kid, man, Grand Prairie native, Virgil Ortiz. Demolishes Mauricio Herrera, a guy who we love to have on the show, a veterano, a veteran of the game. Just looked overmatched. You know, he stepped up to 147 just for the fight, just to get that smoke. You know, ends up being co-main event when David Lemieux steps out, and he shined. He took his opportunity and did what he was supposed to, and he blew out Mauricio Herrera. Props to him, man. You know, congratulations. Also, Anthony Yang, who got the knockout win over Saddam Ali. Saddam Ali, always be a world champion. You know, hold your head high, but definitely time to regroup, man. It's hard to say what's going to happen to him at this point. The big winner was Canelo, man. He did his thing. I got to give him props. I don't know where the controversy comes from. I'm not sure what Marquez was talking about. But, man, Canelo did his thing as far as defense goes. He was doing work early in the rounds. I had it 116-112. I know some people had it 115-113. And a few people even gave it to Jacobs. I don't see it. I do give him props for coming on late, but it was a clear winner in my opinion. Canelo did work. He did what he was supposed to, and he did his thing. You know, and as far as that goes, he claimed, you know, he plants his flag just like, you know, just like Gallo Estrada, just like Daniel Roman. And, you know, Regis Progre and all these champions, you know, except Canelo's on that higher level. You know, his name, the fan base that he has, there was 20,000-plus people. You know, it was always rocking. I think that's my new tradition, going to Canelo fights. He did his thing, man. His defense was on point. He catches a WBA belt. I mean, he already had the WBA belt. Covered, takes Danny Jacobs' IBF belt. So now he has three of the main four belts, WBC, WBA, IBF, and now, you know, they're talking about him possibly fighting Demetrius Andrade at some point for the WBO, because they did make it clear that they want to clear that division. But I'm not sure if that happens right away, seeing that Demetrius Andrade ain't fought nobody really. He's got a fight here coming up, that fan base. But at some point they're going to happen. I'm just not sure if it's going to happen in September. But Canelo and his team have made it a point that, yo, we want to clear out that 160-pound division, and we want all the straps nonetheless, man, 116-112 for Canelo. That's how I had it. You know, one of the judges had it that way. The other way, the other two judges had it 115-113. It was a close fight. Shout out to everybody that I kicked it with out there in Las Vegas. You know, it was a great time. And it'll stop, man. True Talk Radio, episode 134. I told you I was going to fly through it. You know, these short shows, you got to cram them in. And the reason why I wanted to cram it in, man, because I wanted to touch those few weeks that I just missed, that I just talked about. But we had a big week this past weekend, man. You know, Styles made fights, and, you know, I'm proud of these guys. You know, I'm proud of what some of these guys have accomplished, man. I forgot to mention Chris Pearson. He got a big win out there on Thursday of the Canelo fight week. You know, from TMT, started with Golden Boy, gets dropped, goes to TMT, gets dropped. They bring him in as the underdog, and he got the win, so big ups to him. But speaking of being proud, man, I was to the point where I was getting at before I get all sidetracked. You know, Julian Williams, J-Rock, we've had him on the show. I talked to him about how Mexicans love him, how people love him. You know, he's just a real humble dude, a smart dude, a well-spoken guy, him and his coach. You know, shout out to Coach Edwards. You know, he gets knocked out against Charlo, everybody kind of buries him. You know, say, oh, he ain't no way he's going to beat Jared Hurd. He got knocked out by Charlo. Ain't no way he's going to win. And that's why you fight. You know, all these people who talk on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram before the fights even happen, shut the fuck up. I get it. We talk. It's in our nature. It's our human nature to talk and critique. But that's why fighters fight, and that's why we watch. Imagine if every fight went the way people expected it to be or what they thought it would be. What would be the point, right? And that's why fighters fight. That's why they train. And J-Rock proved that. You know, he went in there, did his thing, came in with a game plan. Not only did he clearly win, he also hurt Jared Hurd, who's the bigger fighter, drops him in his own hometown, fights him against all odds, back against the wall, nobody gave you a shot, goes in there, gets a clear victory. I was hoping they didn't rob him. He didn't get robbed. And in doing so, he makes his own history, captures two belts, does his thing. Now he has the IBF title and the WBA title, and he's a world champion, man. He did it against all odds. No one gave him a chance, and I loved what he said after because I agree. You know, that's why I always give respect to these fighters, and I say some of the things I say on this platform, on social media, when I talk to my homies, whether it be individual, group chat, whatever it is. You got to give these fighters their props. You got to give them their due, especially when they deserve it and they earn it. You know, he said, you know, you can't, media, he said, media, everybody, you can't just, you know, throw away a fighter or dismiss a fighter after a loss. It's boxing. It happens. And you know, J-Rock, who I'm proud to say we've had on the show, and is another fighter that we get to add to that list of guys who go on to become champions. He did it, man. He did it. Now he can call the shots. They're talking about there's an immediate rematch in the contract. You know, Team Hurd says they do want it. But, hey, regardless of what happens from this point forward, whether he loses in defense or he wins it, regardless, he's a champion. He made history. Represent Philly is another fighter. I think he's the seventh, from my understanding. From Philly, you got Bija, Joe Frazier, all those guys that have become champion. Danny Garcia, he's on that list. Got two of the four major belts. Got the huge, huge win. Props to him. Shout out to J-Rock, Team Williams. Proud of you, baby. Salute. Maybe I could have you on the show at some point, man. I salute you. Congratulations. And that's kind of why I wanted to touch the other stuff, because that's the fight I really wanted to talk about. And not only that, you know, the fact that boxing, you know, there's a lot of cold war, there's drama, you know, people picking sides. At the end of the day, I'm about the sport. I'm boxing first. And one thing that I applaud is that Williams Hurd Fox broadcast got a lot of views, you know, 2.1 million. It's a lot of views for boxing. Yeah, it's on Fox TV. Yeah, it's on free TV. But that could kind of prove your point why boxing should be on TV and not on the Zone and not ESPN Plus and streaming media as well. I applaud everything, and I'm all about support, and I'm not tearing shit down. I'm still old school. I still like my fights on TV. So props to Williams and Hurd, who made their own history and got some people to watch. I even had people from my job hitting me up like, yo, are you watching? I'm like, of course, bro. That's what I do. I watch boxing. I literally changed my schedule around that shit. But that's me. Two boxing heads. That's how I do it. That's how we do it. It won't stop. It don't stop. Speaking of won't stop, don't stop, we also had a big card from Tucson, Arizona. It was the night of rematches. You had Miguel at Alaclan Burchett going up against Francisco and Bandido Vargas in a rematch. Miguel at Alaclan Burchett proves that he's legit. I think it was even worse than the first time. First time was a little bit closer because at the time of the stoppage, I think there was one or two rounds difference. This time it was clear that Araclan was just a younger, fresher fighter. He was hitting Vargas with everything and, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh round, and eventually the fight was stopped. You know, he was starting to open up. He was starting to get cut. And, you know, shout out to Joel Diaz, one of the great trainers in the sport of boxing, says that's it. You know, it's done. And Vargas, you know, he gets to live another day perhaps. You know, he's 34 years old. He's made his own history himself. Was a WBC champion for a long time, but I think it's a new reign. It's the time of Araclan, Miguel Burchett, who after the fight said, hey, I want to unify. I want the winner of Ito versus Herring, who are scheduled to fight for the vacant WBO title in May 25th, actually next week. Hey, but Miguel Burchett says, I want that winner, and I think that's a fight that can be made. It will be made. I think we actually get that fight this year, and that's what happens sometimes when, you know, certain promoters have a lot of, you know, have a lot of fighters with the belts, same as PBC with the 154-pound division and 130. That's the kind of stuff that can happen, per se, because, you know, you got Tank Davis on the other side. But Burchett, you know, he's with Zanford. He's now working with Top Rank. And then Ito is working with Top Rank, and Herring is a Top Rank fighter. So that's a fight that can easily be made. Speaking of easily be made, man, you got Emmanuel Navarrete, who, hey, he wants a crack at everybody, every other champion at 122 pounds. He got rid of Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe in the rematch. I think he picked up where he left off last time, man. And Vaquero just looks big. You know, he's not Ray Vargas big for 122 pounds, but he is lanky. He is big. And, man, he put a beat into poor old Isaac Dogbe, who after the fight, man, props to his father to say, you know what, I need to get him a new trainer. Because, you know, he was getting bombarded by Joe Tessitore during the telecast. For him not stopping the fight, for him giving half-assed, you know, advice and really no adjustments that he made in the fight and really was just outgunned. I think that fight could have been stopped earlier. But, you know, they seen something we didn't see. But nonetheless, man, he took a lot of punishment. He's a young 24-year-old. Doug, they also did say that when he returns, he's going to take a vacation. When he returns, it's more likely going to be up 126 pounds. Isaac Dogbe, who is working with Top Rank as well, I'm pretty sure they'll put him back on TV and, you know, eventually get him a big fight. But definitely needs a tune-up fighter too, especially after two wars. You know, shout-out to him for being a warrior, for trying to win his belt back. But Emmanuel Navarrete is his time, and it proved that, you know, the first time was no fluke. Yeah, you can say your dad wasn't with you, he didn't train, that he didn't knock me out when he was at his best, but he did knock you out in this fight. You know, the TKO, the corner stopped it with only a minute left. But there was a moment in that fight that the referee should have stopped it. I mean, you could just tell, you know, in the third and fourth round, you know, after getting rocked, you know, the bell rings and he's going to the fucking corner, you know, to his corner, just, you know, just shaking. And that shit was crazy. And that was a trip. Same box in Corona, California. Saul the Beaks Sanchez got the KO over Brandon Benavidez. I'm talking a little shit. I'm saying he didn't really look like a beast early on because he was getting tagged, but he did step up like a beast and eventually got the win. Just talking about Joel Diaz earlier, who after the fight with Saul says, hey, man, you got the balls. You showed fortitude. You showed it all. He really did, man, because Brandon Benitez, the tough Mexican, came with it. Looks like he got a little bit faded. But Saul, the beast Sanchez, obviously has a lot of work to do. But for a young fighter to remain undefeated, to get some TV time, you know, showbox, that's what it's all about. It ain't the champion show. It's the show you get to before you get to that elite level. Obviously, he has work to do, but for him to be able to answer the bell, to answer that and, you know, bounce back and get the win and get the stoppage shows a lot. Brandon Benitez starts complaining, but you know, he was getting rocked, man. I think that was a good stoppage. Shout out to the referee on that one. I think the ref, Caiz, even said, no comiences, don't start. Don't start when he's, you know, when he stopped the fight. But props to Saul the Beast Sanchez, who, you know, after the fight had to wear those glasses because he was getting touched and he was in a fight. Not so much in a fight, but the Texan, the young Chu, someone that we've had on the show numerous times, a kid that we've watched come up in the amateurs, Michael Dutchover from West Texas, now living in California, got the first round body shot KO versus Roski Cristobal, late replacement. Unfortunately, that's some of the stuff that happens sometimes. Michael Dutchover gets the KO win over Cristobal, the Filipino. I think it was a solid body punch. you know, sometimes that's where commentators can kind of fuck it up for the fighter. They're, you know, they kept saying, oh, he didn't put up much of an effort. Well, shit, he just got hit to the body. He took the fight on 3 days' notice. Let me punch your ass in the kidney, the liver, see how you feel. And that's kind of what happened. But nonetheless, same as for Sanchez, Michael Dutchover makes his TV debut on a national national stage, got the win in a co-main event, may I add. And he got the win, and he remains undefeated and something that he can build on. And right back to the lab, baby, sharpen that class, sharpen those tools. So shout out to Michael Dutchover, West Texas, Midland, Texas, representing, got the KO win, remains undefeated. Remaining undefeated as well, RB4, Ruben Villa, unanimous decision win over the tough Mexican, Luis Alberto Lopez, who got the upset win over the local fighter, Ray Jimenez, in his last fight. I try to tell anybody who would listen, you know, Luis Alberto Lopez is a legit fighter in the sense that he ain't no, I'm coming in to collect my check. I'm coming in to fight. I'm coming in to win. You know, the awkward fighter, he landed some shots on Dia. You could see his face as well. I think the score was a little bit closer than I had it. I had it 97-93, 98-92. It was a clear win, 8 rounds to 2, 7 rounds to 3 for Ruben Villa, who sold a lot of metal himself, man. You know, showed that he's got the angles, you know, awkward fighter himself in his own right, in the sense that, you know, you're not, he's not going to just sit there and box. You know, he's going to give you angles, you know, kind of, you know, little, you know, semi-metrics, you know, semi-matrix in the sense that how he comes at you and he's hitting you, you know, he moves the, and just different, you know, he's different from what I'm accustomed to seeing from, you know, young Mexican fighters. You know, I give Ruben Villa his props, and, you know, he seems pretty grounded, representing for Salinas, California. You know, shout out to Sam Garcia and everybody around with his team. Shout out to Coach Danny V, you know, in his case, manager. You know, they're doing the good thing. Shout out to Thompson Boxing, Banner Promotions, you know, moving these kids right. And I think Ruben Villa, out of the three, he's a lot closer for a world title fight, just given his amateur background and the fact that, you know, he's already at these levels headlining. I give him about a year to a year and a half when you can throw him in there against Shakur Stevenson or whoever it is y'all going to throw him against. And it'll be a good fight. You know, may the best rise to the top and let it bang. One fight I forgot to I touched on it briefly, was Mario Barrios, who got the KO win himself over Juan Jose Velasco. I did say he wanted all the smoke, but he looked good. Reason why I mentioned him, because that brings me to the point of these week's fights. You know, I was talking about pro gray and how a lot of this stuff comes, you know, tied together. Well, the World Boxing Super Series continues this week from Glasgow, Scotland. You got Josh Taylor versus Ivan Belichick, who I was jokingly telling one of my homies, he's the real beast. I was not the beast. You know, they're both beasts in their own right. But Ivan Belichick, who, you know, created a fan base in Miami, Oklahoma. It's another fighter who's, you know, who came up in Showbox. He came up on Showbox. That's where he made his name. You know, the people in Miami, Ohio, Oklahoma. What the fuck I keep saying that? Thinking of the football team. You know, they actually do have a Miami, Ohio. But, yeah, he grew up in Miami, Oklahoma, and that's where he came up. That's where he was repping. And he went on to become a champion. I think he's got his hands full against Josh Taylor. That's a hell of a fight. It's a tough fight. It's a fight that can go either way. And, you know, obviously Belichick is, you know, defending his belt. It's a tough fight. But guess what? Guess what it proves? You know, you advance this to the final, and guess who you get to face in the final? That's right. Regis Prograis, the boogeyman. You know, that's a tough, tough fight. You know, this fight is tough. I'm interested in this fight. You know, Josh Taylor is legit. You know, he's an undefeated fighter. Some people felt that he was the favorite. You know, now people are jumping on the Prograis bandwagon, you know, saying Prograis is going to be the winner. Some people feel the winner of Josh Taylor versus Belichick is the favorite, you know, and I'm interested for that fight. You know, I'm interested for this fight week. I'll be tuned in. I'll be locked in for sure. You know how we do it, true boxer heads. It don't stop. It won't stop. You got fights going on from Belfast, Northern Ireland. You got Ryan Burnett. He's fighting. And then you also got co-main event, Neil Onye, the monster, going up against Emmanuel Rodriguez. I don't know what his people were thinking. Somebody in his team, you know, shoved him. You know, Onye's father, I think that's a bad look. It's a bad move. Onye is he is the monster for a reason. He's in my top 5 pound for pound on the list. Some people have him up there in the top 3. He is legit. He's the real deal. And, yo, he's challenging for a Rodriguez IBF title, and we'll be locked in, man. I'll be watching that fight. You know, Emmanuel Rodriguez says he's going to shut a lot of mouths up when he wins. He's going to do a lot if he, you know, if he wins. He's going to shut mouths up, people up, me up, everybody, you know. And not only that, but he'll arrive on the big stage. Yo, you got rid of the monster, the boogeyman. I was jokingly saying the man, the myth, the legend, the monster, Ounye. You know, you've seen him, you know, on Superfly 2 when he fought out there in the Step Up. You've seen what he's been doing, just wrecking through people. And he's going, that'll be fighting co-main event from Glasgow, Scotland. You can watch the fight on the Zone. Another fight that you got Deontay Wilder versus Dominique Brazil. That's going down from Brooklyn Boxing. You can watch that fight on Showtime. Bad blood between the two. They've had a little falling out there in Alabama. I think the big one is, you know, the headlines Deontay Wilder made, you know, earlier today saying, you know, if I can catch a body, I'm still trying to catch me a body. Dominique Brazil signed up for this. You know, if I can kill him, you know, I'm legal to kill him. I think you got to be careful with that, man. Everybody's talking. I'm going to let everybody decide with that. But you want to be careful, especially when you say that, you know, you're coming off the till this day, right? You're living with racism to this day. There's people and fighters that have bodies on their resume for real. And guess what? They have to live with that shit too. So they can pretty much turn around and say that shit to you to this day. Do you really want to live with that shit to this day, homie, or for the rest of your life? I mean, you say that now, but that a man got a family. I mean, was it really worth it? It's one of those things. Sometimes you just, I mean, fuck it. Why not? As crazy as it may sound, just do it. Why not just do it and then let the chips fall where they may? But shit, now you're saying, fuck, you never know in the world that we live in. They might fuck around and say, you know what, premeditated murder. Fuck, I'm going to sue you. Lawful lawsuit. Everybody's getting sued. But I will be watching. You know, it's a big fight week. You know, I wanted to touch on the last few weeks. You got the Zone, World Boxing Super Series. You got Showtime Boxing. You got the Beast, Ivan Berichek, you know, defending his IBF title. Emmanuel Rodriguez in the bantamweight, you know, defending his IBF title against Neil Ounye, the monster. You got Gary Russell fighting out there, and on the Dominic Brazil versus Deontay Wilder undercard. He's going to be taking on former IBF champion himself, Kiko Martinez. They're fighting for Russell's WBC title. Rest in peace, KO King. We did get that run in for him and his honor. Pacquiao versus Thurman is set for July 30th. Andy Ruiz steps up to fill in for Anthony Joshua. Said he wants all the smoke and he wants all the Snickers. And that's going down June 1st from New York in Madison Square Garden. As the boxing world turns, man, I tried to touch it on everything. It was a quick smash and dash. But in hindsight, Regis Prograis, big winner. Donaire, big winner. Daniel Roman, you did your thing. Get your shine on. Canelo, you did your thing. Cinnamon, you're the real deal. Virgil Ortiz, amazing. You're on the map. World title shot, 140. I could definitely see it. Mario Barrio, same thing. 140-pound division is super thick. You got Burchett, real deal. Emmanuel Narvarte, the Mexicans won in Tucson. Ruben Villa, Salinas, California. Not known for its hotbed of fighters, but you got somebody putting on for you guys. Ruben Villa. You got Josh Taylor versus Ivan Berichek this week. Neil Ounye. And then you got fights coming up the next week. I'm definitely trying to come back next week, man. I'm trying to keep this routine going. I did 3 shows last month. It's my first show this month. Try to get it in the last few weeks, but I've been tied up in life, man. And, you know, I'm trying to get my mind right, trying to still pay these bills, still grind it out. It's what we do. It's how we live. And like I told some of my people, man, I had to refocus and just, you know, realign myself and get it right. And I will. And I'm doing it now. And it can't stop. And it won't stop. Shout out to the homies. Shout out to Valley. Shout out to Lou. Shout out to Art. Shout out to Pinsqueak Londo. Shout out to Sal. You know, Mr. Boxing Guru Podcast. Shout out to everybody who supports, man. It can't stop and it won't stop. Even that says, shout out to Carlitos. I got to see him and his pops out there in Las Vegas. Shout out to B-Boy. Shout out to Manuel. And it won't stop, man. Y'all just kind of follow us. True Boxing Heads. Everything True Boxing Heads. TRU Boxing Heads with a Z. Don't get it twisted. That's how we keep it funky. True Talk Radio, episode 134. How to represent for you guys, man. A pleasure. shit, forgive me for my mistakes and forgive me trying to run through this, man, but I had to get it in and out, and I'm about to be out. And I look forward to catching up with you guys from this week and hopefully just cover a couple of news and the fights from this week. And it don't stop, man. True Talk Radio, True Boxing Heads. We out, baby. True.
Yeah, no.